Friday edition. Yes, Thursday. Some people call it Thursday. Some people call it Little Friday. Either way, we're here. Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. Phone number 343-0106. 343-0106. And those of you that did not catch Captain Bobby's report yet or want to share it with others, the podcast is up. I know there's a bunch of people grab it as soon as we post it and post it a lot of other places. So y'all check that out. It's up on our podcast page, which, by the way, too, I mean, if you're just looking for cafeteria style podcast of the show, you can go to the podcast tab on the front page of fmtalk1065.com and grab them there. Also, while you're there, online opinion poll question: with Mississippi moving towards a state lottery, is it time for Alabama to vote on having its own state lottery? Let us know what you think when you vote in the online opinion poll question, brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I mean, the way I'm looking at this, we're going to be boxed in, right? So Florida, lottery. Georgia, lottery. Thank you, Dalton, because nobody's engaged in shows. Yeah, Florida's a lottery. Georgia's a lottery. Tennessee's a lottery.
We're and flying Mississippi, solo now, right?
And if Mississippi is a lottery, we will be completely caged in. Now, you know, I've had this debate before on the show when people like with the Alabama Policy Institute and others have come on and said, you know, what a societal drain gambling is on a state. I can't disagree. If you don't think there are societal ills to gambling, you got your eyes closed. There definitely are. But I would suggest that right now, anybody who wants to gamble is driving across the state line and doing it. And are we sitting here just, high on our, on our high horse when the revenue is leaving the state, but the societal ills are coming home?
And do you think Mississippi bringing this up is bigger news in Alabama than it is Mississippi? I mean, they already have every single
they have everything
form
else
of gambling. Except, I mean, you
what
have
do they not have?
Well,
horse racing.
Do they not have horse? I wasn't even aware of that. I mean, I do know that if you want to gamble in a casino, it has to be on the water. So
right.
I guess you can't really gamble anywhere in Mississippi. But
which, by the way, just side note, it's the dumbest thing we human beings do. Oh, you're not gambling in the state because it's on a riverboat or it's on the water. Either you just gamble and be a gambling state, saying, okay, we'll do it, but we're only going to do it if it's on the water. That's like Jonathan Swift kind of satire to me. It's ridiculous. Either you gamble or you don't gamble. But now Mississippi, if they do the lottery, they'll have Class 3 gaming, they'll have sports betting now, and they'll have the lottery.
I think if you're wondering why we had the pregnant pause is because that we're back to this conversation once again.
Yes, right, right.
So we're very engaged in the show.
But yes.
I think you bring up the obvious as far as all the people who leave the state to go gamble, to go play the lottery, they're not just going there and coming back. They're fueling up on gas, they're purchasing food, they may stay there and buy some merchandise, and all that money is going into their respective states. So, being from Michigan, I've always grown up with the lottery. And
yeah,
I just knew every week I was going to win.
Right,
I don't
sure.
understand what happened.
Sure.
But you hear on the flip side that money is going to help from an education standpoint. Never quite saw how that was able to tie in together because I didn't see that part. I mean,
right.
I was a kid.
Right.
But those are the thoughts that always tend to swirl around when we talk about the lottery subject.
Our buddy Jeff Poore in studio this morning, Jeff, with Landyap and Yellowhammer News and Breitbart. Here we go with lottery again. It's interesting that it's always about the children. Now I am a guy that would like to see Alabamians be able to vote on whether we had a lottery or not. But quit with it. Like, it's for the children.
But
either
it's
good or bad. Why does it have to be for the children?
All that stuff is a facade. It's, Alabama is the last holdout without gambling because we're the customers for all these other states.
That's right.
And there's something to this, though. You look at Montgomery, and when these things come up, who is it that opposes these votes on the lottery or anything the Indians on the Indian reservations are doing? It's always casinos and gambling interests from other states because of the customer base they have in Alabama. So they don't want a lottery. I think the way Mississippi is looking at it is, well, we got everything else already, so why not, right?
Right, go in full kitty here.
Right, so, and that, therefore, it also opens up that sort of border of Alabama up for, more potential revenue, right?
Right.
So they just say, let's just go ahead and do it. It's probably not going to be as successful in Mississippi. It probably won't pay a lot of college bills and things like it did in Georgia when they first brought the lottery. Remember that? The Hope Scholarships,
yes,
and all that. So I think, though, that the way Alabama is, there's all these back channels and all this stuff going on behind the scenes that keeps Alabama sort of this fertile ground for customers from other states?
You know, it's not just us saying what we think or what we've heard. I mean, like, even as far back, look at the Abramoff. Remember Jack Abramoff, his tell-all book? And he talked specifically in one of the chapters about what went down here when last time this idea of a referendum over the lottery came up. And he talked specifically about those who were morally opposed, church groups and different groups, absolutely hopping in bed with outside gambling interest and pulling that money together to fight the lottery.
Well, they gave money, a bunch of money, to Ralph Reed, the Christian Coalition guy, and he went around to the churches in the Black Belt and places around the state to really, you know, get, you know, and they talk about it in the book. They would pay off pastors to get them to preach against, mm-hmm. you know, the sins of gambling and do all these things.
It wasn't a payoff. It was a donation.
You did not.
But if you read his book, he brags. That sort of brags about. It, just talks about how they did that. They really assembled a grassroots. Well, not grassroots. I guess it's AstroTurf.
Yeah, AstroTurf.
Point,
yeah.
To oppose the lottery, and that's where Sigelman lost. He did not have an answer for that when they voted on the lottery in the 90s.
And we also had the discussion, remember, during the recent runoff, the AG's race, talking about, you know, the involvement of casinos on the mm-hmm. other side. Was that Troy King, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the...
And you have different kinds. You have the discussion of what goes on sovereign tribal land, mm-hmm. which is essentially another country, right, in our state. That's one discussion, and then outside of it. So there's that gets lost too, back when we're talking about electronic bingo conversations. They were different, what happens on tribal lands versus what happens in the now-deceased Milton McGregor platforms out there. Those were two kind of...
And maybe because you can go so quickly, be, you know...
Without a passport. You can go into... you drive into Atmore without a passport.
And a really good buffet.
But if you remember, man, when I was a child, well, not a child, but probably like my teenage years, Greene County, Alabama, and Green Track.
Big time.
Yeah, and it really, really changed the county. Like, mm-hmm. it paid for schools, it paid for everything, because they didn't have gambling yet in Mississippi, none of the casinos or any of that.
Right.
People were driving from all over the South to go bet in Greene County, Alabama.
Yep.
And it really just, it was a shot in the arm for their economy. They had
a bunch of the
best computers, best everything.
Right, it was huge. It was a big deal.
Then as these other places started getting gambling, it went to nothing, and it really, really... You'd almost look Depression era, you know, right after that.
Right, the aftermath of it. Oh, I remember being, you know, during my years at the University of Alabama, the people I was friends with that had money, whose parents gave them lots of money, there were some of them that would go out to Green Track, not far from Tuscaloosa, and go gamble. I said, y'all have fun, because I got $7 to make it till next Saturday, so I'm going to stay here.
We had to track out Macon County at Auburn.
And so people, I'm sure, got up and went there, right?
Right, Victory Land.
So,
Milton McGregor's track, right?
Okay, so we've had this experience, just kind of dabbling. And one of the things that I always ask when people are either the AG or running for AG is, don't we have clarity after three Alabama Supreme Court decisions on what gambling is now outside of tribal lands? And let's just enforce that. If we don't want to enforce that, this is like me on everything, whether it's federal or state. If you don't want to enforce it, then pass a new law. I mean, this is, once again, I am pretty laissez-faire when it comes to gambling. I don't have a dog in the hunt. I don't gamble. But either everybody, meaning any group that can put the money together and bond out, can participate in the gambling, or no one can. This idea that certain people and certain exceptions, and they can run gambling operations. And then you get into the idea of the lottery, which is always a state lottery, right? So I'll ask this question. Once again, I'm for referendum. I'm for Alabamians getting to vote on the lottery. Is the state of Alabama running... There's some things they run quite well, and maybe it will be an example like ABC or something that they'll run it. But, I mean, do you think the state lottery, you want to make the state in charge of it? What about if we're going to do lottery? What about private lotteries? What about that? If we're going to do lottery, keep the state out of it and let people... If we're going to gamble and have it, then...
That'll never make it on the ballot.
I know, but that's the more honest, true version of what you should vote on, right? Because the state running in it is for the children, gets in the way of whether people should have the liberty to gamble or not.
I think it also depends on if that person who has said vote maybe bought their first Powerball and won $2.
Yes.
And then you say, hey...
Big money. Big money.
And you turn around and buy more. But it depends on... A lot of it has to do with where people are coming from, with their thoughts, and maybe literally where they're coming from. Because if they live somewhere else,
right,
and they've seen, in their vantage point, from their vantage point, they've seen how it's worked and how it's made that respective community better, then they may vote a certain way trying to get Alabamians, you know, within that same vein.
Well, I know, like Walt Maddox saying yesterday down at the beach, saying that it'd be good to have money for these scholarships. Governor Ivey said she'd be open to Alabamians voting on it, which is what Tommy Battle did early on in the Republican primary. This kind of different idea now, a big change in Alabama, where you have Republicans saying they'd be okay with the referendum on it, although Kay Ivey's pointing out that the economy in Alabama is going swimmingly, we don't need the lottery. There's so many ways to argue this. Number one, do we have a lottery and give the state of Alabama more money if you don't believe they are allocating it properly? You know, 93% of the budget, general fund budget being earmarked, all those kind of things. Or do you say, this is not about the state and the state's revenue, it's about the people of Alabama having the right to go pay a stupid tax if they want to?
You know, so you're saying put on your thinking cap and come up with a really good idea.
What is the reason? What's the motivation? People would go, let's say they would go vote yes. They might say it's for the children. Okay, that's one. Might be, hey, the state needs help. This is a way to help the state. Or number three, hey, I just believe that the people of Alabama should be able to choose to do what somebody in Georgia or Tennessee or Florida does, that we can handle it. And once again, I think, a fair and open-minded here. The people who tell you there's no societal ills to go with gambling are not telling you the truth. There are. You drive to places where there's gambling. Mm-hmm. There's people addicted to gambling. They lose money. They don't make payments on things they should because they're gambling the money away. My argument is, in the state of Alabama, with all the gambling around us, you're telling me people are not leaving here and going and making those bad choices and bringing those societal ills back home. So the ills are coming home, but the revenue is not.
And another option to throw into that mix is the fact that people are hopping online and doing their gambling from the comforts of their own home.
That's right.
That's a whole nother, as we talk about our pick'em.
Well, yes. But see, we're not.
It's free of charge.
Yeah, our pick'em thing is free of charge, but you will be able to win a trophy. Do we decide a trophy?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to put, we should be able to find a trophy and, you know, write on it first ever FM Talk 106.5 pick'em winner.
And
so the winner will be getting a trophy. And it won't be Jeff. I'll tell you that right now.
No, I probably won't be.
Okay, let's do this. Let's grab one phone call, then we'll hit the news break, and then we'll get to the rest of y'all as well. 343-0106. Bill is in Mobile. Bill, are you east or west of I-65?
East
of I-65. Let's go east of I-65 and Bill in Mobile. Hey, man.
Hey, thanks. I want to make a point and have two pieces of information to clarify what I mean. That is, I don't have a problem with lottery one way or the other, but accurate information disseminated to the voters in order to get the vote is important. And I'll throw up what happened in Louisiana when they had their lottery, which is where I'm from. They came out and told you, oh, it's going to be $300-400 million a year going into directly into education, and all that sounds really good. But then you the first thing that happened was 300-400 came up to be less than 100 a year. That's the first thing, because their numbers were so inflated. The second thing was, when they diverted all that money into education, which they actually did, they took an almost equal money out of education and put it back in the general fund.
Yeah, they did that in Georgia, too. Yeah.
So, I mean, how can the people be expected to vote intelligently when we're going to be barraged with all this, you know, bad information?
Well, hopefully we're here to, you're doing your part, right? Giving out information. We've been doing that. We've talked about in the past that, you know, you would only grow the spending on education if you didn't do it as just a swap for other money in the general fund.
Right.
You got to have an honest discussion about it. And this is one thing. I mean, when it gets wrapped up in it's for the children, y'all just keep an eye open. Either it is a thing that we want to vote yes on or not. Not because of where the money goes to. I could say we could sell heroin in the state and fund schooling, right, Bill? I mean, we could do that. It'd be good for the kids.
I'd prefer not to, but okay.
Right, but I'm saying if you're going to say, you know, hey, these things are for the kids, let's just decide, are they a good idea or are they not a good idea?
Exactly. Bill. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Appreciate the call. Coming right back to the phones at 343-0106, 343-0106. Plus, we are popping on the text line, too. Same number. Reach out to us. Our buddy Jeff Poore in studio this hour as well, right here on Mobile Mornings. Right, day 25, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let's go to the phones, 343-0106. Buddy, in Saraland, are you east or west of I-65 in Saraland?
I'm west of I-65.
All right, check it in from west of 65. Hey, buddy.
I'm headed to Pensacola right now to bring home my monthly share of ills from Pensacola.
Wait a second. Are you taking Alabama dollars to Florida to buy lotto tickets?
I'm not only going to do that, I'm going to buy some tax-free groceries.
Yeah, there's that too. So you're making a run. Remember, you got to have a blocker. Remember Smokey and the Bandit. You got to have somebody in a, you know, a car in front of you so the law don't get you.
Yeah. These crazy folks we got around here, they can go to closets and get their vodka out and their Bibles and stop that lottery.
So you say Alabama should have the lottery?
Without a doubt. Why drive all these people to Pensacola?
Because they're going. It is. I mean, if we were on an island, I've said this before, if they wanted to legislate, you know, if we were on Hawaii or whatever, you're in the islands in the middle Pacific, and other than like what Kelly said, online gambling, and you said, hey, you can have no gambling, then maybe you could do something. But here, man, you don't have to drive far, buddy, to get to some gaming or some lotto.
Well, maybe we'd have the opportunity to get some legislators and pass some tax-free bills such as these groceries.
No, that's another thing. Believe me, and you've heard me rail on that, which is probably much of the chagrin of some people in the state, but I am I really think a very regressive tax is the fact that we tax groceries full freight in the state of Alabama. I think that is a bad choice, but that's just me, and I think some other people. Let's balance it out. Thank you for the call, buddy. Let's go east of I-65 and John checking in. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good, man. So your thoughts on the lotto?
I'm definitely for lotto. We've I even tried voting in the Singleman.
Yep.
So vote yes on that. I think one of the number one problems is I agree with the second caller that called in a while ago, or the guy before this one, is when they go to pitch this lottery, I have yet to see somebody up there with a pie shell that shows, hey, this is how much money is going to go to education, this is how much money goes to infrastructure, this is much goes to roads, streets, lights, sidewalks, and show that where, hey, okay, this amount goes here, this amount goes there, and put something in there concrete that says you cannot dip back into this. You know, I thought Social Security was going to be that way, but Bill Clinton changed our mind.
Yeah, look at that. John, how dare you ask them? Just trust your representatives. John, they've got you. They've got it, man. You don't have to have concrete evidence and what is going to happen. They're taking care of you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, I thought it would be a great idea to show, you know, like somebody mentioned a while ago, somebody always figures out a way to get into the money.
Well said. Well said, John. Appreciate the call.
Yesterday when Kay Ivey was asked about the state lottery down in Orange Beach, and she said if the people want to vote, that's fine. Do you think that tenor will change after the general election if she wins the election and she's asked that same question? Do you think we'll hear a different answer?
I don't even know we'll hear from her if she wins the general election. I don't... There's no incentive for her to go out in public, and I say that in all seriousness.
Right, you do. I don't.
Will she go to as many ribbon cuttings and all these?
Why would
she's
you?
Doing?
Yeah. Why would you? Janice is west of I-65 in Mobile. Hey, Janice.
Good morning.
Morning.
My comments about the lottery is that if we bring the lottery and it'll be more of what we've got now. When the casinos went in Mississippi, there was a proliferation of pawn shops, for example, where people could cash in their money and go gamble.
Janice, do you think there are people that are selling things at a pawn shop here to take money to Mississippi to gamble?
Well, yeah, but people go to pawn shops for various reasons, but it is correct that other things proliferate because of the gambling, and pawn shops is just one example.
That's jobs, right?
Other bad things happen too, which I won't mention. Well, but it
what,
is
unmentionables?
Correct. Well, prostitution.
Right, which we have an issue with here.
Right. These are statistically true facts. Another thing about gambling is that it's the strongest form of intermittent reinforcement. People get a little bit here and there. You know, they'll win a dollar, say, at the slot machine, And they said, oh, boy, I won a dollar. And then they keep feeding their money into the slot machine.
That's how they get addicted, huh, that $2 Powerball. Well, I mean, here, Janice, I appreciate your call, but my question is this not going on already here without the revenue coming home? All right, coming right back. Grab more calls on the backside of the news break at 343-0106. All right, 836 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. By the way, taking the show on the road today, Midday Mobile live from the Small Business Expo. They open up the doors. They throw back the sash. I don't know if they have a sash. If they had a sash, they would throw it back. Starting at 10 this morning and heading through 3 this afternoon. But we're live with the show, noon to 2. I know that my compatriots here, my friends, Dalton, Kelly, y'all going to be there? All right.
Of course.
All right. Going to be there. So y'all come out and maybe you could, if you want to, you know, talk trash about this college pick'em bracket thing, Dalton will be there to talk trash with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just stand there and you can scream in my face.
Talk trash at him. Not with him, at him. A lot of texts here. Mississippi, Phil says, Mississippi had gambling, and have you seen their roads and schools? Can't tell the difference. Georgia, my parents taught there back in the early 2000s with the Hope Scholarship, which was awesome. Well, what happened? Yeah, government said, wait a minute, and changed the guidelines and the grade point averages and stricter requirements and how much to pay. So, yeah, I wouldn't trust a politician if he told me the ship was sinking if I was standing on the deck of the Titanic. Well, here's one thing I will argue on. I don't have any reference on the schools in Mississippi. I will say the roads. Two of them in particular, for those of us around here, the one I hit most is Highway 45. Okay, mm-hmm. So I drive up Highway 45, which is sketchy at best, and I drive it a whole bunch. And what's up, Citronelle, my people up there? But I'm heading in, and it's 45, two-lane, and then you hit the Mississippi State Line, right there by State Line, Mississippi, and it's like a church choir singing as the road opens up to divided four-lane.
Like
with
Sister
median.
Act 2?
Yes, yes.
Singing?
More one. Okay. A little bit of two. But, you know, just singing, and it's like beautiful. Same thing on 98. You go out.
98, you go on up State Line, 82, 78, yeah. 72, all these roads, they do the same thing now. Alabama's catching up slowly.
That's Jeff slowly. GPS poor right
there. Yeah, but a lot of been on those roads.
Yes.
But a lot of it's because all these years, like Tretlott, Dad Cochran, all these guys just really knew how to steer federal highway funds to Mississippi.
It wasn't specifically because of the
Because of the gaming, but okay. They were a lot smarter than Alabama with getting transportation dollars steered to the state. And another thing, the dollar in Mississippi goes a lot further for that stuff than it does in Alabama for some reason. And
that'd be interesting to find out why.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff at Aldot in the way they did it and what they steer money toward and what they don't. But reason that happens is because they were much smarter with getting federal funds.
Well, the result is fantastic. I'd like to see those four-lane divided highways continue on down 45.
Because the way it works, though, it takes years in advance. It's, you know, you can't just say tomorrow we're going to have a four-lane highway going down 45 mm-hmm. into
right.
Mobile.
Saying this for 10 years.
So like it takes 15, 20 years to really do the environmental study and all the bureaucracy you have to go do. This is like when Eisenhower built, you know,
right, the interstate system, yeah.
We had those in like, what, a decade?
Yeah.
But the problem is that you have to start now getting that money steered toward Alabama. And for whatever reason, Sessions and Shelby, when they were, you know.
I mean, Shelby now could, I mean, as head
now
of appropriations.
But he's only been there, head of appropriations
for a few
months.
Get it started. Get it started. We need some concrete.
In motion. So we are talking about this conversation because the two of them, being Maddox and Governor Kay Ivey, were at the 90th Association of the County Commissions of Alabama Conference. This was in Orange Beach, and the governor said, if people want to vote, that is fine. Our budgets are strong. We're able to do what we need to do. Alabama is at work. We are working, and it's working. And then on the flip side, Maddox said that we have to make a move. The lottery is part of our platform. Since the very beginning, we believe that $300 million a year should be invested in pre-K programs and scholarships.
I look at a text from Omar here. He says, Kay Ivey made that statement like she didn't believe it herself. That's pretty good. And James, yes, he says, why go to Biloxi? The best action and odds are at the Pop Warner Field from our discussion from last week. All right, to the phones. And Sergeant Bubba checking in from, I can tell y'all because he's checking in from Foley. He is east of I-65. Hey, Sergeant Bubba.
Good morning, gentlemen. Lady, I want to tell you something. I ain't got a problem with the lottery, number one. Number two, if we could keep a Montgomery crowd out of grabbing into the money jar or the cookie jar, whatever you want to call it, do like the mafia does. Get your finger in there, they'll break it.
So
now,
you...
we start breaking fingers up there in Montgomery, eventually they'll get the message that you ain't going to put your hand in the cookie jar.
So you would say, what, lottery after we have some sense of that they're not going to rob it, rob that till?
Well, you got to get them politicians out the cookie jar is what I'm trying to tell you, son.
All right. All right, Sergeant.
I mean, we had our own school system, pretty much. We had money coming into our school system. State of Alabama said, well, and Mobile was the same way. They had that BP money coming in, and it was going into education and this, that, and the other. The first one thing and another.
I don't think it went to education.
And then that North Alabama crowd decided that they needed some money up that way, and they got their fingers in the cookie jar and took all our
Well, they took the whole jar away, Sergeant Bubba, but that's a whole other discussion. I appreciate you checking in. Let's go to west of I-65 and George in Mobile. Hey, George.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
I will bring up one minor point, and it's probably, like, so minuscule, but if you are a fan of college baseball, the teams, Alabama, Auburn, South, it doesn't matter who you're a fan of, have been playing with one hand behind their back since the 90s because of these college scholarships that other states are able to give. They never have. The reason that is, I'm not going to go down the deep rabbit hole, but as you probably know, or maybe you don't know, your audience doesn't know, but college baseball is not fully funded. A team only has 11.7 scholarships for the whole team. And when a team can give a scholarship to a kid that academically qualifies, like take the kid from St. Paul's that's going to Auburn next year. If he academically qualified, they can put him on academic scholarship and doesn't have to touch that 11.7 part of the money.
Okay, so how does this help educate me? What is this with the lottery? Is that lottery money used in other states? Or?
Well, what they do is that, take Georgia, for instance, the Hope Scholarship. Let's say you have a hotshot player in the state of Georgia. He's playing in that East Cobb famed baseball league, you know, a good academic student, he qualifies for the Hope Scholarship. He can go to Georgia, and it costs Georgia a baseball scholarship because they can put him on an academic scholarship. Okay. So his dollars are counted towards an academic scholarship. He's looked upon as a walk-on, basically. But he's on the team. He can play just like anybody else, whatever. But like I said, they don't have to cut into that 11.7 scholarship. So then they're able to go to, say, Nashville or Boonesville, Kentucky, and recruit some guy from Kentucky and give him top money. And I know you've heard of that all the time where, you know, a guy goes to college and one school can offer him X and another school can offer him X plus Y.
Well, you know, okay. I guess that does make sense if they have, because, of course, football usually funded more. Every football team in the country basically has the same amount of scholarships because of the rules, and it's such a big deal. But with baseball and other sports, softball, volleyball, I imagine that makes sense to me that if they have more academic scholarships they can give away. But I still don't understand if it's a good enough athlete that they'll make a difference for your team. I don't know how it would be that big of a gap between the schools. And I imagine Alabama, Auburn, and South Alabama are doing pretty well. It'd be more like the coastal Alabamas and some of those smaller schools in Alabama that would have a tougher time competing.
There we go. I tell you what, let's do this. I'll run to the break because, George, I'm going to have Dalton draw me a flow chart for this because I'm so happy. But I appreciate the call. Get right back to the phones at 343-0106, 343-0106, plus the online opinion poll question, Tolado or not Tolado? Let us know.
Thank you, Kane. 10 minutes till 9 on FM Talk 106.5. The segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LinkedIn. You don't have to hit the lottery. Find the best hire for your business.
There you go.
If you're a small business owner, you know that the right hire can make a huge impact. Could post the job boards and hope that you'll find the right person for your job. But think about it. How often do you check those job boards. Why trust a chance when you can post your job to a place where people go every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities? And 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there. I'm talking about LinkedIn. 9 out of 10 LinkedIn members are open to new opportunities, and yet most are not visiting job boards. You can only reach them on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets potential candidates based on insights from their behavior on LinkedIn and rich profile data that you can't find on a resume, like their skills, recommendations, interests, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. Your job gets in front of the right people. That's why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. It's the best way to find the person who will help you grow your business. Right now, if you hurry to LinkedIn.com/WAVH, you'll get $50 off your first job post right now. That's LinkedIn.com/WAVH to save $50. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
All right, 851 FM Talk 106.5. And Pete on the text line was not listening earlier in the show when I mentioned a couple times the great event going on tonight out at Serta's Brewing on Government Street. So let me double down on this, because Common Sense Radio, 8 o'clock tonight, will have a live broadcast from Serta's Brewery, plus our friends from Cottage Hill Package and Havana Ray Cigar Lounge will be out there so you can enjoy some beverages, some cigars, and some live radio. But the event actually starts at 6.
Yeah, event gets started at 6 there at Serta's Brewing on Government Street, and Common Sense will come on the air at 8 o'clock. It'll be a great time. Come on down and check it out.
All right. Let's go to the phones. And this would be, I'm just going to guess, east of 65. Terry is in beautiful Alberta, Alabama. What's up, Terry?
Hey, I did a couple of comments. I agree with you. I think there's agree with somebody on the lottery that it's just another way to pay taxes. And I tell anybody, if they want to pay more taxes, they're always welcome to do so.
Yep.
The only other comment I had, I run 45 a lot with two kids up in Starkville, and I agree. They must have some money to repave the Mississippi part of the forum, but it is nice.
You're like me. Do you hear the choir singing in the background when you hit that line there?
Yeah, it feels good as soon as you hit there. You know you're making progress. I just want to give a plug, Sean. If you go up that way a lot, there in Bucketunna, that truck stop over on the right.
Yes.
Crazy K's restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah, that's tell you, fried shrimp, steaks, better than any restaurant I know down here on the coast. I always coordinate my trips to stop there to eat.
I've been to that gas station for off-road diesel before, so I will go in and grab something to eat too when I'm there.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed. It's pretty good.
Good stuff. I love those kind of tips. Thank you. Appreciate it, Terry. Let's go way east of I-65 and check in with Mark in Pensacola. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you doing? Of course, I'm not a resident of Alabama, and I would never pretend to tell Alabamans what to do. Not a smart thing. But I am a gambler. My wife is a gambler. We're responsible for money. I have paid off 2 modest-sized houses. I never use my credit cards for gambling. But I go right through your mobile all the way to Biloxi, anywhere from 1 to 6 times a year, and have a good time over there in the casino. And I don't play the lottery here in Florida anymore. It's, you know, it's a very long shot. I would suggest it is a moneymaker. Spend $5 or $6 a week and just you know, play the same numbers, whatever. I've won a lot more money on the scratch offs. You know, a few $100 a week sometimes. But overall, you lose money. They couldn't have a lottery if you won money all the time. Although I know personally a guy that won $90,000. There's a guy I work with right now that 3 times in 1 week in Alabama on slot won just a little bit over $1,000 3 times in 1 week. But overall, he loses money, right?
Yeah.
So you just have to be responsible with it. I'd love it if Alabama would build a nice casino that had not just slots, but you know, poker and roulette and everything. That's what I like to play, craps.
Yeah, but you have to change.
Way all the way to Mississippi.
Yeah, we have to change the law. I mean, somebody earlier was saying, you know, that's, and we've heard it 100 times, Gulf Quest, you put a casino there. Y'all, it is not legal in Alabama to gamble. Yeah, I mean, you have to change what happens in Montgomery before you change what happens down here.
Did I make one suggestion? If you do get the scratch offs, which usually follows getting the lottery.
Sure.
Is our convenience stores are blogs sometimes that people buy a scratch off ticket, but some stores now they have a vending machine So you're not holding up somebody that's trying to get to work and get a cup of coffee because they're buying, you know, 10, 15 scratch-off tickets. It's just put in a law that they have to have a vending machine so they can, they're not holding up the line, you know?
There we go. Appreciate it, man. So tips from a Floridian. I would add in that we could have smell, like when you scratch, it'd be a scratch and sniff. You scratch off and sniff. What do you think?
What are
scratch
you, the
off
post
and
office now?
Scratch. Yes. With the have you seen? I haven't seen the stamps yet. This Tutti Frutti Dreamsicle, whatever it's supposed to be. But yeah, scratch and sniff off lottery tickets.
And there's certain times of the night that they will not check your tickets for you for security reasons.
What do you mean?
Check because if you win it. Okay, then they'd have to pay you, right, from the register, and that's a security situation.
Learning something new.
Every country song now has a line about scratch-off tickets.
This is a new rule.
And Alabama doesn't have scratch-off tickets.
How? Oh, now we're talking. How is it possible? Because we have pickup truck beds, we have dirt roads, which are formulaic to a good country song, but we have no scratch-off tickets.
Well, a Florida-Georgia Line song or whatever has something about scratch-off tickets or buying a six-pack off a scratch-off
list. Well, we got six-packs. We do have those.
Not everywhere.
Highly taxed, but we have six-packs. Yes, most and not everywhere.
Yes.
We do have dirt roads. We have pickup trucks. I've got all those, but I don't have scratch-off.
I'm just saying, if you want to kind of complete the chart,
good point.
You got to throw in the scratch-off tickets.
Good point. All right. We'll be coming back at noon today. Lots to talk about on today's show. By the way, too, yes, I've seen the story. It's one of our three big things. The Mobile Civic Center could be sold. That story from our news partners at WKRG. Let me just remind you, we went through this whole discussion, a year or two ago. We will pick that discussion up, but it's not a brand new one. I'm just going to point it out that way. Not a brand new one. Jeff, people want to reach out to you and talk, you know, lotto, Auburn football, or national politics. How do they do it?
It's twitter.com/Jeff_poor.
Now, have you been, like, any kind of shadow banning or anything going on with you yet?
Not for me, no.
No. I kind of feel...
Despite the Breitbart credentials and all of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I figured you'd be on their shadow ban list.
I'm not that
cool. That's the problem. I mean,
I'm like a lieutenant in that whole racket. I'm not high enough ranking.
To get shadow banned.
I will let you know, with the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge, if Jeff starts winning, he will be shadow banned quickly.
We will shadow ban.
You got nothing to worry about.
Y'all sign up. Seriously, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it's you get to pick the big games each week, and then you have this confidence point thing that it gives you another little angle on it.
Yeah, you because there's 10 games, and your most confident game, whoever you think will win, maybe you're an Alabama fan, you're very confident they'll beat Louisville, you'll put 10 confidence points next to that, and if they do win, you get those 10 points. And I know all four of us in the studio right now are in the competition, so on top of getting to try to be the best FM Talk 106.5 college game pick'em person, you can try to beat the four of us.
That's right.
Right here.
And then you get a platform for trash talking. So, all right, 8:58. We'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early. I'll see you all at noon today for Midday Mobile.
Ciao.
Bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. Boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces."